Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Jim Shorkey, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer with locations in Wexford, North Huntington, and Uniontown. Visit ShorkeyKia.com. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. All right, so I come back from being on vacation for 10 days, and there's nobody home, so to speak. Ron's on vacation, and Bob Pompeiani had a, quote, television commitment, but Mr. Pomp is nice enough to join me in the 1 o'clock hour. I think he's on the Hall and Capitas fan hotline. Pomp, are you there?
Joe Stark Raven, why did Ron go on vacation? He was on vacation before you went on vacation, and now he's on vacation again. I didn't know that, but I couldn't help you today. One of those conflicts I couldn't avoid. How are you, Joe Stark Raven?
I've never been better, Bob, and I appreciate the inquiry. You?
I'm doing great. Did you have a good vacation? It was nice to get away. Did you get your millipede situation under control?
The millipedes are under control. I'm refreshed. I'm ready. And I have some topics for you. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Did you hear that update or that whatever it was, the minute rant by somebody there from CBS, about how umpires are going to be on team planes? And whoever was doing the rant there questioned whether that's a good idea after a game in which the umpire, you feel, may have screwed you over. What do you think?
Well, first of all, that sounds like a bad idea in general, just because they're older generally, and you don't want to put them in the same company of younger people. You know, I don't know how this testing goes, unless they're going to sit in first class or in the end of the plane in the back part. But, you know, I guess if it's a way to help lessen travel generally by everyone, I guess it's okay, but that seems a little risky to me.
If they put Larry Boa on the plane, Bob, well, forget it. I was going to make a joke. Let's move on. I was going to say it would be snakes on the plane. Do you like that, Bob?
I like Todd Graham, snakes on a plane.
That was one of the great shots in history, wasn't it? Him leaving Pittsburgh?
Yes, with his wife, Penny.
Oh, my God. Snake on a plane, yes. Derek Dietrich, Bob, has been released by the Reds. I didn't realize that he fell apart like few players I've ever seen last year, right after that series in which he hit three home runs and all hell broke loose. He still put up decent power numbers, though. Would you sign him?
No. I wouldn't sign him for, you know, I would rather have Yasiel Puig, and I didn't want him either. But Dietrich is one of those guys who, when he is bad, he is really bad. Now, can he give you a bat? Yes. Do they need power? Yes. But I got to believe there's got to be somebody else out there who would better fit that, because he strikes out a lot. He's not one of the guys you can count on, or as you just said, in late in seasons, he seems to get numbers early, and then he drops off considerably. So, no, I'd look elsewhere.
I just can't believe what happened to him last year. He batted .00 in September and .63 in August. I mean, it was like, and you can trace it back to that series. Right after that, his season and maybe his whole career fell apart. I wonder if that whole, the whole trauma of that, affected this guy. Do you think so? And I'm not saying he wasn't at fault. He was.
He was at fault. I don't know. Maybe, you know, everybody's human. You can take these things and they can nestle in your head and they could do some bad things to you. Maybe that is the case. I don't know. But he put on quite a display in that series against the Pirates. But ever since, I mean, he was just terrible. And quite frankly, if you look at his trends in his career, he's been that way. Very streaky, very up, down, all around. So, no, I'd look someplace else. But I do think they need power, and anyone who has it is going to be brought up as a possibility.
Are you on some sort of secret TV mission today, Bob, or can you give us some details?
No, it's all, you know, we do these shows called Living Room Sports or Zoom interviews. And so they're done, and we air them every Friday. So I hope you've been watching them, Joe. They're fine, but takes quite a while. We got to go to different living rooms to set it all up. So in keeping with the living room name.
Whose living room were you in today?
Well, I generally do it from our producer, Craig McConnell's living room, because it's easier for him to set up all the equipment instead of coming to my house. So, but we're doing a best of coming up here that we've had in the last couple of months. So we've had some good guests, Terry Bradshaw. We've had Kobe Armstrong, Max Kelvin together, Kevin Stevens, Rick Tockett together, Pat McAfee, Joe Manganiello. So we've had some good, you know, we're just trying to figure out a way to show the best of those so far.
Speaking of TV, Bob, I saw where the White Sox had their highest-rated telecast, including regular season, since 2012 for an exhibition last night. I think this is going to be the case across the board in Major League Baseball, nationally and locally. I think ratings are just going to blow up.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I've said that about everything sports-related. And, again, I could look at the PGA Tour from yesterday to show you numbers. I could look at any, you know, live sporting event. I think people are right now just looking for anything they could find. And, you know, the baseball season begins next Friday in St. Louis. I would venture to say that that's going to have a humongous number. I didn't see the number. And when I get in later, I'm going to check out the numbers for the Pirate preseason game. The exhibition game against Cleveland. I don't know what that was, but I think people, more for curiosity's sake, were interested to see how the Pirates are going to pipe, you know, noise into there, a crowd noise, take me out to the ballpark with no one standing. It's rather bizarre, and I think people are going to be into it, and then they're going to get into the fact that this is a sprint, which is good, 60 games. We're used to 162, and I think you get off to a pretty good 10-game start, say the Pirates are 7-3, all of a sudden people start thinking wild dreams. And who knows? So I think it's going to be fun to see, and I think people are starved for a lot of sporting action.
I happen to know the answer to that question, Bob, and I'm only at liberty to divulge a couple of things here, but it was on par, just below what you'd normally see in a regular season game. And we're talking about last year's regular season where things completely fell apart. So right. I think that bodes real well for when the Pirates get started with real games here. I think they're going to have monster ratings. I do, especially at the beginning.
I say the same will be true of hockey. When you start rolling on those five games, six games a day, whatever they're going to do, starting at noon, going to midnight, you're going to have a lot of people watching these things. And I think it's going to be fun, and it's going to give us something other to talk about than the normal COVID totals that we have so often.
Well, speaking of that, I want to ask you about some Penguins issues coming up. Will you be kind enough to stick around, Bob?
I'll be kind enough to do whatever you want, Joe. Like I said, I'm glad I could come on here at the end. I wasn't sure what the schedule was going to be like, so I wish I could have been on earlier, but I know you had some good stuff, and I hope you talked about golf. I hope you talked about the penalty that was administered to John Rahm and how I disagree with it.
You know what? Let's lead off with that next. Bob, let's do that. I'll ask you about that next, and we'll wind things down here on Cook and Joe, which has morphed into Joe and Bob for the final two segments.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.